Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning and 34 degrees. Three people were injured in a shooting at the Fashion Show Mall on the Las Vegas Strip Tuesday night. Police Captain Dory Corrin.
We believe in relentless follow-up, so we will ensure that every single detail is looked upon and that we investigate this to ensure that does not happen again.
Police are still looking for the suspect or suspects after they escaped the mall. The Wichita City Council has approved industrial revenue bonds for a local tech company.
The council approved $33 million in IRBs for NetApp Incorporated. The company is currently located at 37th and Rock and plans to build a 168,000-square-foot facility on the corner of 17th and Oliver on the Wichita State Innovation Campus. Council members stressed the importance of this move to diversify the local economy, including Council Member James Clendenin.
Tech sector is something we want to grow here in light of especially some of the recent layoffs. This is a pretty big win, if you ask me, for the city of Wichita.
According to the city, NetApp is one of the fastest growing global cloud management and data storage providers in the world, with its headquarters located in Sunnyvale, California. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
More information on Wichita's first fire fatality of the new year. The woman in her 60s died in a house fire in southeast Wichita. Fire Captain Jose Ocades says it happened Monday morning in the 1800 block of South Water.
Our fire investigation unit has determined that the origin of the fire occurred in the northeast bedroom, and that is where near where the victim was located. It's still under investigation, undetermined, till we pending an autopsy from forensic.
Two people were able to escape the flames, but nearly three dozen firefighters were unable to rescue the trapped woman. The monetary damage from that fire totaled $60,000. This is the first fire fatality in Wichita this year, and there were four fire deaths last year. Some politicians in the U.S. are trying to remove President Trump from office via impeachment. In Iran, one is taking a much more dramatic step.
An Iranian politician has apparently placed a $3 million bounty on President Trump's head. Ahmad Hazma making the declaration during a speech to parliament in Tehran. Now, it's unclear whether he actually has any backing from Iran's top leaders. Hazma saying, quote, on behalf of the people of Kerman province, we will pay a $3 million reward in cash to whoever kills Trump. The city of Kerman was the hometown of Iranian terrorist and General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike early January. Hazma also addressing Iran's nuclear program, vowing, quote, if we had nuclear weapons today, we would be protected from threats. John Saucier, Fox News.
A Bronze Star Army veteran is fighting one more battle to overcome a disability.
Jerry Holloman says the Jackson VA refuses to pay for his prosthetic legs. The wheelchair-bound military vet service stretches over 40 years through the Vietnam and Afghan wars. But now he's doing battle with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
I would like to see them to do what they were designed to do, get my legs.
VA spokesman Dr. David Walker tells Fox News the prosthetics came from a private company outside of his network.
If a veteran chooses to go outside of our system, we cannot, unfortunately, take on the responsibilities for private purchases.
Holloman denies that and says he only did what he was directed to do.
I cannot do it on my own. I need the help of the VA.
There is a positive outcome in this case. The Jackson VA now says they have been in contact with Holloman, and they are working on getting the veteran a new set of legs free of charge. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As the storm system tracks from west to east here early on, areas of light snow will continue, transitioning to rain and drizzle as we go throughout the afternoon. Today's high 39 with gusty south winds. Light precipitation continues tonight, our low 33, and then cloudy and 43 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light snow, 34 degrees. We have a south wind at 16 miles per hour. 635, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And this is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. Well, you've heard of weather warnings about falling rain, snow, and hail, but falling iguanas? Yep, it's a thing in Florida where the National Weather Service is warning about the possibility of iguanas tumbling to the ground. Temperatures have been falling in the Sunshine State, and that can cause iguanas to be stunned and tumble from trees.
And they just...
It's expected to be warmer today, so the iguanas should be awake. Maybe there won't be so many iguanas falling from the sky, bouncing off people's heads.
Somebody notify Tennessee something? Williams.
That's amazing. The iguanas falling from the sky. 6:36 now, Steve.
Not a problem we have in Kansas.
No,
we have a lot of other problems.
We really don't.
That's not one of them.
Because I do like to stay on the wildlife theme, if I may, for just a moment. For those who hate the idea of taking the trash out on a cold, wintry night, Here's a handy excuse you might use to keep from venturing out. A moose might be out there. This happened to an Alaskan man, a man in Alaska who was taking a bag of garbage to his trash shed a couple of weeks ago. After dumping the trash, Curtis Phelps turned to leave, only to find himself hemmed in by a bull moose trying to get inside the shed where he was. Well, Phelps had a cell phone, so he called inside to his wife to tell her of his plight. She let him know when the moose finally left, and when it did, Phelps was able to escape from his own shed where he was trapped by a moose.
He made the correct decision, and he made it quickly. If you've seen that video, he goes right into that shed.
Well, it's a pretty imposing animal.
Mm-hmm.
They got that great big funny-looking nose, and they've got antlers. It's almost like a cartoon. Well, bullwinkle.
If you're in Alaska, you've dealt with this.
Yeah, and Alaska, we hear about them in the Northeast and Maine, places like that. It's a funny-looking animal, but they can be a little nasty, I think. All right, it's 6:37, Steve and Ted. Coming up about an hour from now, Ted, we're going to talk with the Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall. He is in Wichita for a Rotary meeting or a Lions Club meeting, something like that. Anyway, we've got to get some comments from him, see what he's got on his mind. Roger Marshall will be with us about an hour from now.
Very good.
6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Apparently, so he's not in Washington for the big trial.
Yeah, that's over in the Senate. He can watch it on TV from here.
All right.
Okay. 6:38, Steve and Ted. Time now for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The entire cattle complex Tuesday traded like it could not find true direction. It traded two-sided but did close negative. Now, last week, the five-area feed yard sold more cattle, but at slightly lower prices than the previous week. Cattle in Kansas feed yards are holding at record large weights at the moment, and today is the release of the cold storage report. Friday, the cattle on feed report. Lean hogs yesterday were unable to hold their session highs and close negative. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle, 2 cents higher at 126.37. March feeder cattle, 32 cents lower at 144.67. And Feb hogs also 32 cents lower at 67.35. Now, Tuesday, the wheat futures closed positive on technical buying that was tied to higher Russian and French wheat values. The corn export inspections were the third lowest for the marketing year yesterday. Corn and soybean futures closed negative with large losses in the soybean futures. The wheat market continues to be supported this morning, especially from the situation of the rail strike in France. At the moment, March KC wheat's 2.5 cents higher at 502.5. March corn 3 cents higher at 390.5. And March soybeans up 3.25 at 919.25. March crude oil is trading 39 cents lower at 57.99. February gold's $2.60 lower at 1555.30. March S&P 15.25 points higher at 3334.75. The March dollar index 4 cents higher at 97.34. And March Dow Jones futures are up 96 points at 29,275. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 GO TO TOM.
KNSS Weather Center radar, it makes it appear that you're having a little snow and slush going over in Augusta right now, huh?
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything, but not much of anything. You know, there's been a little snow, been a little accumulation of ice, like on the trees, and a little bit of moisture. Can't wait till daybreak.
Well, and if the temperature, right now we've got 34 degrees here in Wichita. But if the temperature stays above freezing, I think we'll be okay. If it starts freezing on those tree limbs and power lines, that causes some real trouble, doesn't it?
And you add a little wind to it, you've got problems.
Well, and of course, you need to just stay indoors, stay hunkered down there, right?
That's right. That's what I'm going to do, too, Steve.
That's a good plan, okay? All right. Anything special planned today? We've got another day of commodity trading going on after the MLK holiday. Anything exciting going on in the commodity trade other than you just talked about a minute ago?
Yeah, maybe, you know, we got some cattle reports coming up that could have an influence on the cattle market. The grain markets are kind of quiet, and as I was saying there, they're being influenced more by things going on overseas than they are right here in our own country at the moment.
All right. Thank you, Tom. 641, Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, surviving spouse, and the mortgage. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.